Okay, let's unpack this. Have you ever left feedback for a company, maybe filled out a survey or something, and wondered if anyone actually, read it?
Or even acted on it, right?
Exactly. So our deep dive today is all about that, but specifically focused on buying a car. A big process for many of us. We're looking at just one source today. It's an excerpt, and it's titled Customer Feedback: Shaping Your Car Buying Experience.
Straightforward a title.
Yeah, it is. And our mission really is to get into what this specific source tells us about the power of your voice as a customer. What's the core idea here about how feedback is presented as, well, shaping that whole car buying process for you?
Well, what's interesting, I think, is how this source frames it. It's not just, data being collected somewhere.
Right.
It's presented as an active ingredient. The idea is that understanding this basic point helps show why these feedback loops are actually relevant, why they matter.
Even for something as big as buying a car.
Especially there, perhaps. It suggests customer input doesn't just sit there. The source is saying it actively does something. It changes the experience.
Okay. Yeah, the title kind of gives that away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Customer feedback, shaping your car buying experience.
Yeah.
But like, how? That's the real question. How does this source say your feedback actually, twists the knobs?
Well, it doesn't just state it, it gets into specifics. The source suggests, for instance, that comments on the initial online browsing, or maybe the first contact, that kind of feedback could lead dealerships to, say, refine their website, make it easier to navigate, or maybe speed up how quickly they reply to emails or forms.
So if you told them like their chatbot was super annoying or the
Yeah.
contact us form was impossible to find,
Yeah.
the source is basically saying that feedback might change how the next person starts their journey. Is that the idea?
That's precisely the idea presented. And another area it highlights is the in-person stuff. Feedback on, say, the test drive. Maybe comments about how long it was, or the route, or even just the salesperson's vibe during the drive.
Right.
Those comments are presented as directly influencing how dealerships structure that really critical step.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's not just about, getting a 1 to 5 satisfaction score.
No, okay.
It's using the specifics, the actual comments, to fine-tune the interaction points. Does the source mention anything about the trickier parts, like negotiation? That always feels fraught.
It touches on it, yeah, but maybe a bit indirectly. The source seems to indicate that general feedback about transparency or maybe feeling pressured during the sale, that kind of input can prompt dealerships to perhaps reevaluate their sales training, their communication styles, trying to make the process feel less adversarial based on what customers say.
Okay, so feedback on just the feeling of the negotiation, whether it's felt fair, that could actually influence how salespeople are coached potentially.
That's the concept the source puts forward, yes. And it also points to feedback after the sale being really crucial.
Oh, right, like follow-up.
Exactly. How follow-up is handled, if the paperwork was clear, even how well they explain the car's features after you drove off.
Yeah.
Comments on those things the source suggests can shape everything from like the checklist they use at delivery to the kind of support they offer later on.
Okay, this is really where that shaping idea comes alive, isn't it? There's not just some vague notion. The source suggests feedback influences tangible touch points,
Right.
initial contact, the test drive, the sales talk, and even what happens after you've got the keys.
Yeah, and if you look at the bigger picture here, the source is essentially arguing that every piece of feedback, good or bad, is presented as a potential data point. A data point that car businesses can use, and the source implies they do use, to tweak the steps you go through. It frames your voice, the customer's voice, as this sort of continuous input.
Into a process that's designed to evolve.
Exactly, an evolving process.
So the big takeaway then from our source, customer feedback. Shaping your car buying experience is pretty clear. It presents customer feedback as, well, not just important, but as a dynamic force, something that actively shapes specific real parts of buying a car.
From the first click to driving away.
And even beyond that, yeah.
Which, brings up an interesting thought for you, the listener, to consider. Based on these areas, the source mentions like the website, the test drive, the negotiation feel, post-sale stuff.
Yeah.
Which of those aspects do you personally think is most likely to actually be changed or shaped by customer feedback? And what might that tell you about the real power of speaking up? Even in a big, complex process like buying a car, what does shaping truly look like in practice there?
Something to definitely mull over. Keep thinking about that. Thanks for diving in with us today.